Hello, everybody. Welcome to Being the Best Version of You, Success Habits Podcast, Season 1, Episode 6. I'm Dr. Priyanka Tibrewal, a success and life coach, your host for today. I'm here to support you in this journey of becoming the best version of yourself. I'm here to support you in navigating all transitional phases of your life, to support you in reaching those heights that you always dreamed to, and to ensure that you stay emotionally healthy and balanced throughout. I have a vision of inspiring change and greatness in the lives of 100,000 people. So thank you for joining me and partnering with me in this journey. The power of presence. Have you ever met someone in your life, even if it was just for a couple of minutes, but felt like you have known them for years? Felt so comfortable that you can share things you normally would not with a stranger or an acquaintance? Can you notice when somebody is really there with you, listening to you, versus someone who is not really interested in what you're saying? You can, right? Something about their body language tells you that their mind is not really here. It's somewhere else, preoccupied. What's the difference between that person who is here and the person was physically here, but mentally somewhere else? It's a felt sense of timelessness, connectedness, where you don't realize how long it has been. You're so immersed in that moment. That immersion is the power of presence. Presence is a state of awareness where our mind is completely immersed, completely aware of the current, the present state. Not thinking or regretting the past, not worrying about the future, not looking forward, neither looking backward. But we are just here, in the now, in the moment. It is a state of union with the present moment. It's the state of maximum effectiveness, creativity, and productivity. Because our mind is still and focused, rather than wandering here and there. When we talk about the current world, we are moving at such a fast pace that we rarely tend to find these moments of presence. We are jumping between emails, WhatsApp, social dinners, classes for our kids, planning our financial investments. We've become like mechanical resource centers, always arranging things. And this continuous resource center that we've become is adding to our stress, our mistakes, our forgetfulness, overlooking things. These keep piling up, and then ultimately we start to regret the way we're living life. That's why those few moments of maybe just sitting in the grass, few peaceful breaths at the beach, few memories of late night intimate conversations with our spouse stay with us. We long for more of them because that was when we felt truly connected. Those moments were moments of true connection, true authenticity, and true presence. What was in those moments that allowed us to really experience this feeling? It was our complete presence with nature, with ourselves, with our spouse. And that's why those moments tend to stay with us, even for years after the event. We can remember those few moments so vividly. Imagine being able to create those moments more frequently. How about daily, in most of our interactions? Imagine what kind of a depth and quality those conversations would have. Imagine the effectiveness of those moments. And imagine if you could create a workplace where each interaction you have is filled with presence. Can you imagine how much more effective you would be as a leader? How clear your communication would be? How strong your sensing ability would be? And how connected you would be with your organization and your team? Imagine using this power with your family, with your kids. What is the kind of connect and understanding you could establish if you gave your total presence to each member when you're interacting with them? Imagine the kind of focus you could have on your work if you're totally present with your work or your studies. You'll definitely spend less time and you'll create better masterpieces because your entire being is engaged in that task. Artists and musicians document that they create the best masterpieces when they're totally immersed in their art, when they don't know what's happening in the outside world, when they're in those meditative states, just with that breath, with that moment, without thinking about the future. Think about the people in your life with whom you just feel like sharing things. What are the qualities that they display? They have time for you. Even if they have a super busy day ahead, if they have 10 minutes, they're giving them completely to you. They don't make you feel that those 10 minutes are also, you know, a time crunch or they're hurrying you up, because they've given those 10 minutes of their life to you, to your need, to hear you, to help you. Their world is only revolving around you. They are not judging you. They are not thinking of what should they say next. They have just gently accepted you for who you are, and they support you to tap into your own wisdom. This is the power of presence. It can be used anywhere and everywhere. Presence is the cornerstone for connection, the key ingredient to feel connected with not only yourself, but with each and every individual who you interact with. What are the benefits of developing and practicing this quality? So the quality of every relationship that you have significantly improves. As a leader, your ability to communicate with your team and your effectiveness significantly improves. As a parent, it's actually the best gift you can give your child. As a student, your focus and efficiency tremendously improve. Your memory increases. So remember the power of presence. And this week, practice creating more and more moments of presence, more and more moments of just completely being there and experience the difference. Have a beautiful week ahead. If you liked this episode and found it insightful, do share it with your family, friends, and on social media. And feel free to connect with me directly at connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, number 2, EQ, @gmail.com. Take care.